This is Julie Christie. I'm talking to Brooke Lowry at the chemist at Cardiff. Brooke, can you tell us what happened to you on Friday during the storm?
It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when Vicky said that we should probably close because the storms were getting quite big. Then at about 5:15, me, Jonathan and Bill were standing at the big back window looking out the back and could see a car trying to come through and realised that it was about halfway deep in water. So we were about to close, and when I turned around, there was quite a big gush of water coming in through the front door. It was because it's an automatic door, it was sort of coming in really quickly, and just you sort of looked and you wouldn't be able to close the door, so there was nothing we could do. And then within about 5 minutes, the water had risen to probably my ankles, and we were just trying to pick up things and rushing around, and Bill was spreading, and Jonathan had run out the front and tried to go and get his car because it was parked out the back. Luckily, I didn't drive my car to work that day. The next minute, you know, I'm in knee-deep water and Bill's trying to lift up the computers and things like that, and I was, he's saying, take your shoes off, and I took one step and then I was on a piece of glass, so I put my shoes back on and I was threatened, and I rang my mum. And I said, Mum, you've got to get here quick because, you know, it's flooding. I'm in knee-deep water. And she said, oh, look, don't worry about it. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Like, she didn't even realise how bad it really was. Jonathan came back in and bent down and ripped out the dispensary computers while all the power was still on. Like, we had no idea what he was doing. But luckily he did because he saved a lot of information, which was really good. Then the next thing you know, there's this guy, Doug Parkinson, one of our regular customers, came in and asked us if we could do a script for him. And we said, no, we can't do it. Sorry, Doug. And then he stood around and was looking at things. And then the next thing you know, his friend's in there. And he said, oh, you know, there's no water in the pub. He'd had a few drinks. You could tell because he was in his undies. So he came over and then he picked up one of our pink hats that was already in the water and shoved it on his head and said, oh, do you want to come back to the pub? I said, no, I'm waiting here. I'm not going anywhere without Bill or anything like that. And then, you know, the water was just gushing, like it was really scary. And then he went back to the pub, but then he came back about 5 minutes later and he said, oh, come on, there's no water in there. So I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I had no idea where Bill and Jonathan were because I was just running around trying to lift things up, and Jonathan kept coming in and out and in and out, and Bill was just trying to call people and look for things, ways to get out and shut the doors and things like that. So I walked across the road with this guy, and when I went out into the road, it dropped down nearly to, like, you know, about my shoulders. So I'm walking across the road in, like, shoulder-deep water, and you're getting to the pub and there's people in there drinking, just having a good time in ankle-deep water, and I'm just thinking, oh, God, and I'm soaking wet. Oh, it's so embarrassing. And then luckily, about 5 minutes later, my mum turned up the hill, so I had to get back in the water and walk all the way up the hill to get to my mum. And that was about 2 hours to get home. It was a bit...
Was it dark by the time you decided to go over to the hotel?
Yeah, it was pitch black pretty much. You couldn't see a thing. All you could see out the front was the people standing across the road and the cars that were underneath water by the time I went out there. So that's all you could see, really. And other than that, there was nothing, like, it was absolutely pitch black.
Were you really scared at any time?
Yes, I was. When I rang my mum and she said not to worry about it, I was absolutely freaking out. She just didn't understand the extent of, like, how it was just in a matter of, like, 10 minutes, it was just risen so high, and I just didn't know what to do, and I had nowhere to go. There was nobody there, and, like, everybody else was stressing about everything, that I was just sort of sitting here saying, oh my God, like, this, I don't know what to do. And yeah, it was just really freaky. Like, at that point, I think I sort of just got really worried because, you know, Mum didn't know what time she could get here because she was in the traffic where all the flood's going as well.
What about since then? Have you had nightmares or anything like that?
That night, actually, when we got home, like, the power and stuff had gone out at our house, and it was really heavily raining, and we've got a pool and stuff like that, and all I could hear was the rain coming down, and I'm just thinking, no, I want to get out of here now, because I thought, I was really scared that, you know, one second we'd be just sitting around doing nothing, and then the next second a big gush of water was going to come in. Like, you didn't know. And then I found out one of my really close friends he'd been evacuated from his house. So that sort of freaked me out. I wanted to go somewhere where it wasn't raining, but there was nowhere that we could really go, really, because the roads and everything were blocked off. So
what suburb is that?
Barnsley. Yeah, the only other thing that I can really think of is after it all happened, like our regular customers would come in and be like, were you the little girl that got carried out to the pub by the guy in his undies? And they'd be like, I didn't carry out by him. Like, you know, it was a really good story, like, because it was on the radio and everything. The husband of Dr. Ray next door rang up the ABC radio and he said that I got carried out and all that sort of stuff, and that I was in really big danger and that I was going to drown and all this stuff, when I was pretty safe during the whole thing. Like, I knew I had people around me and stuff, but it was a pretty good story, like being carried out by Captain Underpants.
Was there much damage in Barnsley that you saw?
In my street it was okay, but towards around Prince and Victoria Street type thing, that's where my friend got evacuated from, because it's right near a drain, so they got evacuated. Also off, we live on the corner of Charlton and Bendigo, and when you go down the hill there's like this, just a big paddock, and it was like a river, like you could have got your boogie board and went rafting in it or something. Like, it was just unbelievable how much water was down there. Like, yeah, it was. And I mean, we had a tree fallen over out the front of my nan's house. She was around the corner from us as well. So they had power out for nearly 2 weeks, like they were living at our house for a long time. It's around sort of our area, we couldn't really get out from where we were.
And how long were you without power at home?
Four and a half days, yeah.